to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And if you're listening to my voice right now, coming to you over the airwaves and through your radio speaker, then, well, I'm guessing you're not at the big event. What big event? What big event was that? Well, hey, we've been talking about it for weeks now. I mean, months even. And of course, I'm talking about the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's right. It's finally here. And it's going on right now. Right now, right here at the Irving Convention Center in Las Colinas. That's here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, DFW. If you're new to the show, that's where I personally broadcast. We have radio hosts that are in other markets. And of course, Lifestyles Unlimited is across the state of Texas and across the country. But the expo, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo this year, it's in Irving, which is right in between Dallas and Fort Worth, if you're not familiar. If you don't know where Las Colinas is, I forgive you. That's actually where our offices here in the Dallas-Fort Worth are based as well, in Irving. And in fact, the expo, it's been running since early yesterday, all day Friday, in fact, and well into the evening. And you know, for some of us out there, it went even later than that. And then, of course, again, all day today on Saturday. And again, today, it's going to keep going into the evening. And in fact, then we will celebrate our 30th anniversary tonight. That's right. Lifestyles Unlimited has now been around for 30 years. In fact, over 30 years. We hit the 30-year mark last year, of course, with everything going on with the pandemic, putting a pause on a lot of events. We did delay that as well. So we'll be celebrating that 30th year anniversary this evening with a big party here in the area. And I'll tell you, if you're not here now, I'll ask the question, if you're not here now today, what are you up to? And I ask that because I have this buddy, and I tried to recruit him to come. Because it's here. It's in our neck of the woods. It's not a drive. Not a drive down to Houston, where it often is at the convention center down there. But right here in our backyard. And, you know, I get these questions from him. I've been trying to get him into real estate investing for years now, it seems like. Since my wife and I, we started a little over 9 years ago. And, you know, he knows what we're up to. And he'll periodically pop up with some question or other, maybe about buying a rental house. Hey, I saw this one. What do you think? And about investing in general. And I don't know, he pops up, then he sees his shadow, and I guess he just disappears again. So, I told him, look, man, it's right here. It's in our backyard. You got to get there. Well, his reply, yeah, but that's Labor Day weekend. That's Labor Day weekend. That's a long weekend. I was going to go out to the lake, maybe fish a bit, rent a kayak, perhaps. He talked about the stand-up paddle boards you see nowadays. Hey, no firm plans at all, but hey, it's a long weekend. And I just couldn't persuade him. So Labor Day, a long weekend, that was his reason not to come out. And here's what hit me. This guy, again, he's been asking questions over the years. I don't get it, but he's ultimately going for the, you know, what it boils down to is the instant gratification, having fun right now. Yes, sure, it is a long weekend, but ultimately what he's missing out on yesterday and then again today is the longer term opportunity. The longer term opportunity to do what we do as real estate investors, to achieve what we do as real estate investors, which is to buy back our time. We create enough passive income through our residential real estate investments that we become real estate retired. And we can have all the 3-day weekends we want. Heck, we can have a 4-day weekend. We can make it a 5-day weekend. It can be a 7-day long weekend if we want. And I'll tell you what, tune in to my next few shows. In fact, after the expo, we're going to hit the road for a 4-week tour east in the RV bunker, headed to the East Coast. Talk about a long weekend. and I'll be broadcasting to you from a few select spots out there. Out east. More to come. We'll explore that. But anyhow, I want to use my time today to do a couple of things. I want to tell you a little bit about what has been going on at the expo. If you have, maybe you were out yesterday, couldn't come out today. That's great. If you were out yesterday, you know there were some really good events. But I want to get you excited. Excited enough to start planning to attend next year's expo, because there will be one. And we've been hosting this for years now. And I also want to talk then more broadly about really the value of coming to these type of events, not just the expo, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Of course, that's our focus this weekend. It's a big event. A lot of members have been chomping at the bit to get back together. In fact, we've had a lot of people join since the beginning of the pandemic, since we've had to shut down live events. We shifted focus massively to the virtual space, and everything's been online. Tell you a little bit about some of those opportunities, but we've had a lot of members join, and this will be their first time to really get out and meet and shake hands with those people they've been networking with virtually. So they're out there. They did that yesterday, again today, this evening, and so on. But I want to talk broadly about these type of events, you know, any real estate event, really, networking event, educational, whatever the focus is. Because it's a great place for you to go and do a number of things. We'll talk about what those are. And these events, they happen all over the place, all the time. Again, we're talking about the expo, but I don't care where you're listening. There is some type of REI, or Real Estate Investor Club, or meetup. And you want to get out to those. Now, you don't want to get out to those and be that, that wallflower that gets out, doesn't take anything away, doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't meet anybody, doesn't learn anything. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And what's more, if you are a little bit shyer, you can, in fact, like I mentioned already, attend most of our events now virtually online. And I'll tell you about a few of those as well. Again, we've had a lot of people join since the start of the pandemic, thanks to things like our free workshop, our online case studies, and our financial freedom seminar, the 2-day where we talk about investing in single-family houses and apartments. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. I'll let you know what's been going on here at the expo, at least so far to date.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this, because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And if you're listening live right now from your home, from your car, that tells me you are not out at a wonderful event. We've got it going on right now at the Irving Convention Center in Las Colinas. And of course, I'm talking about our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We've been talking about it for months. Now, you may be new to the program. I get that. I want you to be sure to stick around, listen in. I've got a few tips for you as well. You're going to get some websites you're going to want to check out, past shows perhaps that'll help you maybe get connected. If you're listening, that tells me you're interested in becoming a real estate investor. You're interested in what I talked about in the first segment, achieving what we achieve as investors, which is becoming real estate retired. What that means is we have built up enough passive income from our investments, and that may be in single family, that may be in multifamily, And there are different ways to invest in multifamily, in apartments, maybe in some of both. You've built up those investments. You have a portfolio now of cash flowing residential real estate and that passive income that's coming in every month. What has that done? Well, you've built it up to the point where you've met your monthly expenses as a family, as a household. And maybe you've built it beyond that and you've met or even exceeded the income, the earned income that you get from your job. You know, this is Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend came about, I think it was in 1882. It's been a while. In fact, I was looking at not even an article. This was on the U.S. Department of Labor. They talk about the history of Labor Day. And it's a celebration of the American worker. And we need the American worker. Absolutely. In fact, we need a lot of them right now, don't we? There's a shortage. We're having problems because of that shortage. But the question you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be that worker? Until the government says you can retire, which is what now, age 67, I believe, for my peer group. I was talking with my wife's grandmother the other day. She worked until she was 72. I know people that are working beyond that age. They're afraid to put down that tool set because they're afraid they're not going to have enough income to meet those expenses. Well, we do that through residential real estate, and we build up that passive income to where we have met and exceeded those expenses and met and exceeded that income from our earned income from that job, to where every day is essentially a Labor Day weekend, a long weekend, like I mentioned in the prior segment. That's what we want to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're an education and mentoring group, and we want to help you get down that path so that, like so many of the investors that are there today and were out yesterday at the expo enjoying their time off, for some of them, they're just off, period. They're retired. They have bought back their time. We want to get you there. And a lot of what we talk about at the expo is conceptual sort of inspirational thoughts around that very notion, and a lot of very concrete steps, action steps that you can take to become real estate retired. So what has been going on? Let's talk a little bit about that now. And then in a later segment, we're going to get into just more broadly, not just about the expo, but things you can do when you go to these sort of events. And you should get out there. If you want to be a real estate investor, you should be out at these sort of networking events. This is not a lone wolf venture. This is something you do with people around you. It is a relationship game. You have to have a team. You're not going to do this by yourself. But what have we been seeing so far? Well, yesterday, boy, one big event on Friday, the very, very popular event, sold out quickly. That is our Multifamily Masters bus tour. What is that? Well, we've got a number of buses. Those were chartered. You get on that bus, and on that bus with you, we've got our multifamily mentors. These are people that are investors. They invest in the multifamily space, and they came up typically through the Lifestyles membership. They are members, and they've had a lot of success. And at some point, Del Walmsley, our founder, he taps him on the shoulder. He says, you know what? I think you're at a space where you'd be a great person to now give back. And that's what they do. They give back as investors in that multifamily space by teaching, by helping others, by guiding them down that multifamily path. And we have single family mentors as well. But back to the bus tour, you're on that bus. You were yesterday with those mentors, and as well, operational consultants. That's another part of the team at Lifestyles Unlimited, are not just the mentors, but operational consultants. These are people that have been in the apartment industry for a long time. We have a lot, 100 years experience plus at Lifestyles Unlimited across our operational team. And as somebody that goes down that path, say as a lead investor, that's the person that syndicates a deal. They put together the apartment deal and they work with other members within Lifestyles to bring funds together, because typically these are bigger deals than any one person is going to take down on their own. So we pool our resources to take down that asset. And then they have at their side, we already mentioned the mentors, but as well these operational consultants. So if they run into problems, or they need to do the due diligence when they're under contract on a property, they're going to get out there with those operational, they're going to walk those units together. What do we need to do? What's the renovation? What's the scope of work look like? So they're going to be on the bus with you, and of course all those other members and all those other people like yourself, perhaps, that are not members of Lifestyles Unlimited but are interested in becoming apartment investors, whether as a lead or perhaps as a passive investor. So that's what happened yesterday. And the buses, they went out and visited four different apartment complexes around DFW. In fact, If you check out a show I did a couple of weeks ago with Gaurav. He is one of the investors, apartment investor, that hosted at one of his apartments as part of the bus tour. So the buses each went by his apartment community as well, and he showed them, talked about the renovation, showed them the properties, some vacant units, talked about what they're doing to improve and reposition that apartment to take up the value. And by doing so, do what? Increase the cash flow and increase their wealth. So at some point, they'll do a cash out refinance, perhaps plan to hold a little longer, or maybe just sell outright, take their winnings, and then go into the next round of investments. And by the way, that show, you can hear that if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button. We archive all of our radio programs there as podcasts, so you can go back and re-listen if you missed part of the show. Or maybe it was maybe a meatier topic around, say, operations, where you want to get into leasing. Well, we've got some shows on that. Or hard money. How do I buy a single family house with hard money? Now, these are things that would have been part of the breakout sessions yesterday, in fact, and again here today, had you come to the expo. But you can also listen to the radio programs. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We've got some of that information out there as well. Another big, big event, and this one gets me excited. This was our single family supercharge. Now, this was yesterday. This was on Friday. This was taught by Lynn Murrow. She was, in fact, my mentor when I started 9 years ago for me and for my wife. She's now the executive vice president of Lifestyles Unlimited. So she got out there together with David Fisher, who is one of our financial freedom seminar presenters. This guy, he's wildly successful. Started with single family, transitioned into multifamily, and he teaches that two-day seminar here in Texas, sometimes nationally. But those two got together for a five-hour big event called the Single Family Supercharge. So here we have already just yesterday two events. Now, did you want to be a single family investor to get to that financial freedom? Did you want to be a multifamily investor? Maybe you just didn't know. Well, there were sessions to help you figure that out as well. I've got the pamphlet here in front of me. I don't see the session in particular. Yeah, actually here, it's going on right now, is that four. You can't get rich slow, single family versus multifamily. Hey, if you don't know, that's a great session to be in, don't you think? Which route should I follow? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to dive into a couple other special events at the expo, so stay tuned.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties, and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you've got any questions for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. INC.com. So big, big day today. We are on day two of our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That event is going on right now in Irving. It's at the Irving Convention Center in Las Colinas. Las Colinas is a kind of a subsection of Irving, right in between Dallas and Fort Worth. And I was telling you earlier in the first segment, I did my best. I did my best to get my buddy out to this thing. He asked me over the years, he's always coming up with questions about real estate investing because he knows that's what my wife and I do. And I said, look, this is the great opportunity. There will be so much information here for you, so many people to meet. But it's Labor Day weekend. He said, I got to go fishing. Okay. Well, so that's what he chose to do. And I hope if you didn't get out there this year, I get it. We all have things going on. We will be having the expo again next year. So pay attention. Listen to the show. We'll get you information as soon as we know as to when that will be going on and where. Make plans. Make plans early. Set a goal to be there. And we're going to talk here coming up why you should attend these events. And as well, I want to be sure to give you some tips on how to make the best use of your time when you go to those. I see a lot of people that come to these things, these events, like the expo, and they don't make good use of their time. Either any number of reasons. Maybe they don't know why they're there exactly. Right? And that's okay. Maybe you're exploring. Maybe they're just shy. And that's a big problem. That's a really big problem, and I number among you. I really do. Sure, I'm comfortable alone by myself in the studio. It's easy to talk, but put me in front of a lot of people, a crowd. If there's a raucous din, right, a lot of noise going on around me, sometimes it shuts me down a little bit. I have to overcome that. So I definitely identify with that, and I want to give you a couple of thoughts on things I've done, really, over the years to help me better capitalize on my time at any networking event. Doesn't matter if it's the huge Wealth and Passive Income Expo where we have thousands of investors, tons of information and education, breakout sessions and so on. Or maybe it's just a small group gathering, a little real estate investor meetup in your neighborhood, wherever you are. There are some things you can think about to again, make better use of your time. One other thing I do want to tell you about that I love about the expo and really about Lifestyles Unlimited more broadly, which is the access we have to a very select group of vendors. And a lot of those vendors have been present now today and yesterday as well at what we call the Expert Hall. And the Expert Hall, it's what it sounds like. It's a hall, a larger room, banquet room with a lot of booths set up by those vendors that are part of our vendor hub. Now, I mentioned earlier that we had a lot of members join during the course of the pandemic. They've not been able to get out and necessarily meet and greet these vendors. Now, we've done some sessions online where they have that opportunity, but it doesn't beat the time you can spend just networking. Or maybe you're shy. Maybe, again, you're that shy type and you're not sure what questions to ask a lender, a hard money lender, or a conventional lender, or that insurance broker. You just sidle up to the table where another investor, maybe an experienced one, maybe lesser, but they're asking questions. Listen to what they're asking. Listen to the jargon. Listen to the lingo. That's going to help you. Maybe you don't understand anything. Just say, hey, I'm just eavesdropping, if that's okay. And they're going to be perfectly fine with that. But I love the vendor. I love the Expert Hall because I get to connect with vendors, maybe vendors that are new to me that I have not met that have joined the program. Vendors I haven't seen in a while. And I'm talking about lenders. I'm talking about CPAs. I'm talking about insurance brokers. All the people that we need on our team, because like I mentioned, it's not a lone wolf operation out there being a single family investor and surely not being an apartment investor. You have a team around you to pull these things off, to do these, to put together these investments and to continue to operate them. They're property managers, general contractors. You know, as somebody that started down this single family path, talking about myself here, years ago, working a full-time job, my wife working a full-time job, we didn't have the time, nor would the inclination, nor the skills to get out there and renovate that first house that we bought by ourselves. We had that team. And we had that general contractor. Here you go. Scope of work. Let's do it. And he got it done far faster than we would. Much higher quality. And we got to the finish line, got at least, and moved on to the next investment. So again, you have to have that team around you. It's extremely important. Occasionally, I'll be out looking through one of our neighborhoods where we operate and I'll see a house. Maybe the garage is open. Clearly there's some construction going on. I'll walk in the door, introduce myself. I'm curious. They're in my neighborhood. I've got a rental down the road. What's going on? What are you doing? Flipping, renting? What are you thinking you're going to rent it for? Asking questions. Important. And a lot of the times I've encountered these very lone wolves. Well, my son and I were here doing this thing. I like that, working with your son. I've got a 4-year-old. We're gonna make sure he's handy and understands everything we do. But We will not be out there fully renovating a complete house by ourselves. You'll lose the time. You'll lose the quality. And you want to build that team ultimately. Get you where you want to be far faster. But the Expert Hall, again, great place to meet those people that you need for your team. Now, that's the expo. That's how we've built the expo. We have a lot of breakout sessions. Yesterday, just to name a few, I mentioned earlier on getting to that real estate retired finish line sooner. One of the breakout sessions was how to retire in 5 years or less. They give you that roadmap in your hand to do it. Here you are thinking you're going to have to work till you're 72 like my wife's grandma did. But you don't. But you don't know quite how to do it. This is where you go to get the roadmap. How to retire in 5 years or less. Another great session for me with the four-year-old, estate planning for real estate investors. This is something I now think about that I did not think about 9 years ago when we bought that first rental house. Fast forward 5 years, there's that little guy. And we think a little bit differently now. Estate planning for real estate investors, very important. And talk about fast forward. You know, I mentioned earlier on that we get to our financial freedom by building that passive cash flow from our real estate investments. A great way to do that is through single family houses. That's why I like that single family supercharge. That's how I got started. I'm amenable to that, of course, but there's a great session called Rapid Acquisition, 10 properties in 10 months. So if here in Texas, on average, the single family house that you rent out, if you rehab it right, if you operate it correctly, you're going to net in your pocket, bottom line, every month, $400 in net cash flow. That's what you're hanging on to after you pay your expenses. You collect your rent, pay your expenses, on average, about $400. So give that some thought. If you could pick up 10 properties in 10 months, cash flowing on average, $400, what have you done? You've just created an extra $4,000 a month that is coming into your household. Now, if your monthly expenses are $4,000, you're at a wash. You are now financially free. You don't have to worry about that job to furnish you with the income to immediately go right back out the door to cover that mortgage, that car insurance, that car note, that truck note, that boat. Thinking again about my buddy going out to the lake instead of being where I think he should have been, but hey, that's me. You cover those monthly expenses. It can be done that quickly. And again, a great class yesterday at one of our breakout sessions. So I'll name a couple of the other sessions as we go through the conversation here, but I want to shift gears and I want to get into the bigger picture, which is why you should attend these type of events. Now, I mentioned specific to the expo, we have our expert hall, a lot of vendors. Well, I'm thinking on a smaller scale, a lot of the events in your area, they may be for just one evening, maybe just for a couple of hours. And there's typically, in my experience, there's some networking beforehand, networking where you have the opportunity to shake hands, meet potentially other investors. Maybe there are sponsors for that event, and that's commonly, you know, some local contractors, maybe a GC, maybe it's a roofer, maybe a hard money lender, depending on the type of event or conventional lender. There are sponsors that are helping to provide the food, that sort of thing, the facilities. And then there's a speaker. And they're sharing their story or talking about their mode of investing. What happens when you go out to these events? I'm going to tell you what you come away with when we come back from this break. So stay tuned.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. And again, we're coming to the tail end now of our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. We've been talking about it for weeks. We've been talking about it for months, and it has finally arrived, and just a ton of excitement in the air. You know, I had the opportunity last week, two different programs, to interview two different guests, and in each case talked briefly about the expo, and just like me, they were so excited to have it finally coming. It's been a long time in coming, in fact, especially with the pandemic. Put it on pause for a little bit. Had so many people join. I've had the opportunity to correspond with a lot of folks that I just had not met until now. Well, now they've come out, and just a great opportunity. And I want to be sure now with this last segment to address why you come out to these events and how to best take advantage of them. Because I see a lot of times people, they understand that it's important to be at a networking event, at an event like the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, or just your neighborhood real estate investing club. But they don't take full advantage being there. Again, typical reasons are shy, don't know the language, any number of things. We're gonna address a few of those. But the big why to get out there, I think the big why, and I saw this on faces across rooms yesterday and Friday from the people getting, I didn't go on the bus tour, I was out hanging around in the radio lounge, in fact, in the expert hall, enjoying the crowd or the companionship of all those great vendors. But you could see it on the faces of the people getting off the bus tour, whether they are existing passive investors in multifamily or new to the whole concept. Inspiration. It was visible on their faces. People that came out of that single family supercharged, they were supercharged. They were in spot. They were ready to go. They are ready to go. So again, thinking back to maybe your, not the expo, but maybe some of the smaller events in your area. Again, a lot of these are just going to be for a few hours in the evening. And depending on the speaker, you may come away juiced and just really ready to hit the ground, especially for the new investor, somebody that's just thinking about getting started. This is very important. This is very important because there are a lot of hurdles, a lot of them in our heads, and you want to ride that wave. Take advantage of that inspiration, that extra juice while you can. Take action, in other words. And even for the experienced investor, I'll tell you, what do we do? We get to that house number 10. We're getting that $4,000 a month extra in our pockets. We breathe a sigh of relief, and we become complacent. We've met the monthly expenses. Hey, I'm going to take a break. Well, the expo for you has been, I hope, if you got out here, really a good kick in the pants to get you up and moving again, or any event like this. So that's a good reason to get out there. Simply just the inspiration. Get you going again if you are that experienced investor. And a good concrete example that I would be remiss if I didn't share this. This is from the expo. And this was actually just concluded about maybe an hour ago. It's a panel called the Super Women of Real Estate. Very popular panel. We had this last year as well. Look, you know, I get this question too. It seems like it's all guys out there. It's all men investing, especially in a single family you talked about out there doing the construction yourself, blah, blah, blah. Not the case at all. It's not just a man's game. And we had five great examples of that. That is added as a very concrete example of how you can come away very inspired, especially if you are a woman. And they looked at, you know, five women, each that have taken a different path to get to that portfolio of passive income that we talked about. They use the Lifestyles Unlimited map, but they choose a slightly different single family, multifamily. Could be a lead investor in multifamily that's putting together that deal, that syndication. Could be just passive investing, or could be an independent rental owner. Lots of different paths. And it says here as well, I'm just going to read this. These women have transitioned from the career world in which they often had to sacrifice time with family, to a world that they no longer want to have to choose, but, you know, between being a good mother, sister, daughter, wife. That's what it comes down to, again, is buying back your time so you don't have to make that sacrifice. And here we had a panel of five super women of real estate. Again, thinking about the angle of inspiration, truly important. Aside from that, especially thinking about the beginner investor or maybe somebody that is like me transitioning from single family investing into multifamily, Well, there's an educational component to most events, certainly at the expo. I mentioned a couple of the breakout sessions on Friday. Just today earlier, we had multifamily financing case study. Well, for a guy like me that's looking at multifamily, great opportunity. Multifamily best practices straight from the experts here with our operations consultants. Again, thinking multifamily, how to finance an apartment under $1 million, over $1 million, and everything in between. Great education for that person like myself that is that making that transition or that's totally new but says, hey, I'm going that route. I like that multifamily. So the educational component, again, at the expo, huge. But at most events, you'll have typically some type of speaker talking about what it is they did. The last one I went to outside of Lifestyles Unlimited because I like to network. I like to get out there in the community and talk to all the investors that are in my area. A gentleman was talking about his multifamily investments. Right, lots of opportunity. Hot topics, financing. Just talked about that. Leasing, scope of work for renovations, and any number of topics. You'll see broadly. And if there's something that you need more knowledge, more education in, we'll get out to that event. And of course, networking, that's huge. Of course, you want to meet other investors that are, you know, if you're just starting out, that are already doing what you are doing and doing it successfully, because they'll guide you. Investors like to talk and they like to help if they have the abundance mentality. And I'll tell you, the investors at Lifestyles Unlimited do. They'll take you under their wing. They'll guide you. And that's, of course, what our mentors do. That's what they're there for. But just getting to know other investors, they will take you down their path. They'll share what happened. What did I do right? How did it turn out? And it's not just networking with those other investors. It's those vendors that I talked about as well. I mentioned earlier that commonly some of these smaller events are going to be sponsored by a handful of vendors, a roofer, a lender, a hard money guy, title company, whatever. So you want to get out and get them on your team as well. And finally, you may come away having found a new investment opportunity, whether it's apartments, whether it's single family. These are concrete reasons why you get out to these events: inspiration, education, networking, finding those deals, learning about other markets. But you're shy. You get out there and now you're not sure what to do. At the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, it can be overwhelming. There are thousands of investors. Thousands of investors. You may be on that bus with a whole lot of investors. You get off the bus, you go into the expo, you go into the Irving Convention Center, and again, just so many people. Don't become overwhelmed. And I'm not just talking about at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. What it does, what I like to do, and what I think you can do as well, is plan. Give some thought about this event that you're taking time out of your day to go to, or taking multiple days if it's the expo. Do a quick assessment beforehand. What are your goals? More broadly, longer term, as an investor, perhaps, what problems, concrete problems, do you have right now? And think as well about your skills and your knowledge set. So thinking about goals and not just the longer term ones, but are there, I like to set three goals minimum for a particular event. And they may revolve around a problem I'm having or some question I have or some new area. Maybe it's a new market we're looking at. Waco. I want to find those investors that invest in Waco and I want to pick their brains. So one of my goals is to meet a couple of investors that are active in Waco, for example. This is just an example, but set goals, very concrete goals for that particular event. Are there problems, like I said, that you're trying to figure out? Maybe it's just simply meeting X, fill in the blank, number of people. You're going to meet somebody there that has an investment they can't take down or has some knowledge that you absolutely need, or maybe that needs your help. Ask yourself again, is there any skill set or knowledge base that I can contribute to the group? It's not just a take. You want to contribute as well. Do you have any good stories to share? Give that some thought ahead of time. And again, for bigger events, you know, like the expo, read the pamphlet closely and map out the events that are relevant to you and stick to that. And it's not all about the breakout sessions. In between, what can you do? Go and network again. Introduce yourself. Don't be shy. And if you are the shy type, and I have to do this even today, prepare just a few questions to ask anybody. Here's the trick. You're shy. You have trouble talking. Ask a very succinct question and get them talking. It makes it easy on you. And you're going to learn something. Believe me, investors love to talk. And again, think about who might be there. If you've attended a few of these networking events in your area, you're going to start to recognize the same people. You'll get more comfortable that way. So do you have a particular person you want to meet, that you need to meet to propel yourself? These are all things to think about ahead of time to better use your time. I'll tell you what, I'm coming to the end of the program today. I'm looking forward to this evening, 30th year anniversary. What does that mean to you, by the way? Lifestyles Unlimited is not just a flash in the pan. As an organization, 30 years plus, we have staying power. As an organization, 50,000 members strong. That is a tremendous ecosystem where you can tap into all of those things we just talked about. Inspiration, education, obviously networking. If you want to learn more, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. I mentioned the radio programs there. Click on the free workshop button. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, great place to start. You can register. It's done virtually, hour and a half long. Thanks for listening. Get out to next year's expo. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.